I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of the music of Buck Clayton on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to start with Bedrock from an HRS recording with Dickie Wells on trombone and Bud Johnson on tenor in 1946. So this is a Buck Clayton composition. And then Sarah Vaughan will be heard on Penthouse Serenade with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Don Bias on tenor, and Teddy Wilson on piano and arranging. And then finally, Little White Lies, Buck Clayton on trumpet and Don Bias on tenor in 1945.
Love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson just over
set of three from the music of Buck Clayton, right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard the composition of Buck's Bedrock with a group containing Dickie Wells on trombone, Bud Johnson on tenor, and Jimmy Jones on piano in 1946. And then Penthouse Serenade with Sarah Vaughan on vocal, Buck Clayton on trumpet, and Don Byas on tenor with Teddy Wilson on piano in 1946. And then finally, Little White Lies, a Don Byas quintet with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Johnny Guarneri on piano, Eddie Safransky on bass, and Denzel Best on drums in 1945. We've got Shorty Rogers and his big band, Buck Clayton and Buddy Tate, and a Jazz the Philharmonic program performance, and probably the best recorded after hours ever. And now we've got one from 1958 with The Lamp Is Low, and it's a group led by Vic Dickinson with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic on trombone, Herb Hall on clarinet, Hal Cornbread Singer on tenor, Al Williams on piano, Danny Barker on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Marquise Foster on drums. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited Show on the music of Buck Quayton. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight. You heard The Lamp is Low with the Vic Dickinson Group. He's the trombonist with Buck Quayton on trumpet, Herb Hall on clarinet, Cornbread Singer on tenor, Al Williams piano, Danny Barker guitar, Gene Ramey bass, and Marquise Foster on drums in 1958. We've got a set of three coming up after the station break. The first one is Taps Miller, a Buck Quayton composition. And the West Coast jazz people were enamored with Count Basie. And here's Shorty Rogers' big band with Taps Miller, Buck Quayton composition, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Bob Cooper on baritone, Shelly Mann on drums, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, and Marty Paich playing Basie-style solo on piano. And then a Buck Quayton composition, Avenue C, with Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross on vocal, Nat Pierce piano, Freddie Green guitar, Eddie Jones bass, and Sonny Payne on drums in 1957. That's a Buck Quayton composition. And then finally, Blue Creek, with Buck Quayton on trumpet and Buddy Tate on clarinet in 1961.
I don't doubt it.
New York is big.
People tout it.
I flip my wig.
What about
the street I dig?
One day I was walking and finally came upon a series of alphabet streets. A, B, C, and D. But I went to be the most of the hard-to-forget streets. It's really and true the dilly of all
I beg your pardon, baby, but I should have got to say my shame.
cause I like the way you're talking. Down with it, cause I'm down with it. So tell me about this avenue. I like the way it's moving you. I never dug an avenue more enjoyable to me. See, avenue was groovy. Yes, it was groovy as it could be. What an avenue. Man, I really ought to tell you, I never saw such a beautiful sight. It's real delight. You dig it too, I feel you do. What a scenic hike, it's a walk that you're bound to like.
You got B on the one side, D on the other, C in the middle, baby. The reason that I'm talking so down, boy, because I live inside this in town, boy. I dug you down at Hamilton Fish, boy, and realized that you were my dish, boy. Going home and you can go with me, walking hand to hand up Avenue C, oh boy. And while we're walking, we can do some talking while the people dig and wonder what we're putting down. But we, happy as we can be, we'll fly, taking life in stride to Murphy Park, there beside the river.
We're gonna take a stroll.
If I'm invited, baby, I sure would be delighted.
Might even rock and roll.
I remember that it's rhythm and blues. I don't down it cause I know that it's like a parachute. It only functions when it's open. Yes, indeed. I never thought that I would dig it like I do. Indeed, man, the avenue is groovy.
Go see Avenue C, see how good it can be.
Just looking and cooking. I hope you're not the kind that changes your mind. What do you say? New pedal syncopation, demand and admiration. Dig, people, step aside now. We're taking life aside now.
Avenue C.
Your vibration
to follow with me. Oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
busily looking.
Yeah,
me and baby,
yeah,
heavily cooking.
Yeah,
started running, talking, and moving.
Yeah,
to the other, waiting and grooving. You could, you should, I would. It's good. See Avenue, see it my way. No better cue on the highway. Big town, you don't know till you see it. You never saw such a wonderful sight. You're gonna love it. When you dig it, you'll stop and linger. What a pleasure and what a swinger. Go dig it, count that view. It's bound to fill you.
Thank you.
That was a set of three from the music of Buck Quayton on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for making the choice to hang out tonight. And we heard Taps Miller with the Shorty Rogers Big Band in 1954. Sounds an awful lot like the Count Basie Old Testament Band. And then Avenue C, a Buck Quayton composition with Lambert Hendricks and Ross. And a rhythm section that sounds like the Basie rhythm section, Nat Pierce could do a uncanny imitation of Basie. And then Blue Creek, Buck Quayton on trumpet, Buddy Tate on clarinet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Gus Johnson on drums in 1961. We've got one of the greatest After Hours performances you'll ever hear, and then in this third hour, you're going to hear more Count Basie, this time in 1967 with Buck Quayton. And the Cap Pierce Band in the third hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear I Got Rhythm a jazz with a Philharmonic group in 1946 in Los Angeles, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Willie Smith on alto, Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins on tenors, Kenny Kersey on piano, Irving Ashby on guitar, Billy Haddon on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums in 1946. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the music of Buck Clayton on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Jazz at the Philharmonic in 1946, playing I Got Rhythm with Buck on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Willie Smith on alto, Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins on tenors, Kenny Kersey piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Billy Hadnott bass, and Buddy Rich on drums in Los Angeles. Those are some of the first Jazz the Philharmonic concerts. We've got a reunion of the Spirituals to Swing people coming up. We're going to hear Buck and Buddy again, Buck Clayton and Buddy Tate, and the Cap Pierce Band, among other things. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a version of After Hours. One of the things that Buck was well known for was organizing jam sessions during the 50s for the Columbia Records Company. And this is After Hours with Ruby Braff on cornet, Buck Clayton and Billy Butterfield on trumpets, J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, Tyree Glenn on both trombone and vibes, Coleman Hawkins and Julian Dash on tenors, Kenny Kersey on piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums, recorded in 1956.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and After Hours closes the second hour of the music of Buck Clayton on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Ruby Braff on cornet, Buck Clayton and Billy Butterfield on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Tyree Glenn trombone and vibes, Coleman Hawkins and Julian Dash on tenors, Kenny Kersey piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. We've got the third hour coming up after the station break, and we're going to hear a small group led by Count Basie in 1967 with Buck on trumpet, another Buck Clayton and Buddy Tate recording, some various groups from the 50s, and the Nat Pierce Band, so please stay tuned.